Elijah heals the widow's son. Elijah was from Tishbe, and he lived in Gilead, and he came up as a prophet of God and said to wicked King Ahab, "As the God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there will not be dew nor rain for these years until I say the word." And then God's word came to Elijah and said, "Get away from here and go east and hide yourself by the little river Cherith. There you'll drink of the river," the little river, or the brook, as it's called, "and I have commanded ravens," these big black birds, "to feed you there." So Elijah went and did as God had told him, and he lived by the little river Cherith. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and again bread and meat in the evening. And he drank the water from the little river. But after a while, because there was just no rain at all in the land, the little river dried up. Then God's word came to him and said, "Get up and go up to Zarephath and live there. You'll find that I have commanded a widow there to feed you." Now, the raven was an unclean bird, and the Jews and the law of Moses had been told that some birds were clean and some weren't, and this was an unclean, or some animals were clean and some weren't, and the raven was an unclean animal. And yet God was teaching Elijah that he was going to look after him, even using the unclean things. When Elijah got to the gate of Zarephath, he saw the widow there gathering sticks, and he called out to her and said, "Please can you bring me a little water in a vessel so that I can have a drink?" And as she went to get it, he called after her and said, "Please can you bring me a little bit of bread?" She replied, "As the Lord your God lives, I don't even have a loaf. I've just got a little bit of meal, flour, in a barrel, and a little bit of oil in a jar. And I'm gathering two sticks so that I can go and prepare it for myself and my son. We're going to eat it, and we are going to die." Elijah said to her, "Don't fear. Do as you've said, but please make me a little cake of it first and bring it to me, and afterward make something for yourself and for your son, because the God of Israel has said, 'The jug of flour will not go empty, nor the jar of oil run out, until the day when the Lord sends rain upon the earth.'" She went and did as Elijah told her, and she and Elijah and her family lived on that food for many days. So Elijah wasn't being selfish when he said, "Oh, just give me a bit of food first." He was trying to teach her that you must put God first. Even when it seems you've just got a tiny little bit of food to eat, if you put God first, then you will find that everything works out okay. And that is what happened for her. She put God first in faith, and it all worked out. But after a while, the son of the woman became sick, and his illness was so bad that there was no breath left in him. The woman said to Elijah, "What have I done to you, O man of God? Have you come to punish me for my sins by killing my son?" It just shows that bad things happen to good people, and that life never goes on just easily. There's always some test from God. So Elijah said to her, "Give me your son." And he took him from her arms and carried him up into the top of the loft in the top of the house where he was sleeping. And he laid the boy upon his own bed. And he begged God and said, "O Lord my God, have you brought this disaster upon the widow with whom I'm staying by killing her son?" So you see that disaster, or evil, as it's sometimes called, comes from God. There's no Satan there that brings all the bad things, and God brings all the good things. That's not the case. It all comes from God. Everything is in God's hand. So Elijah stretched himself upon the child three times and prayed to God and said, "O Lord my God, please let this child's life come back into him." God heard Elijah's voice, and the life of the child came into him again, and he started breathing. Elijah took the child, brought him down from the loft back into the house, and returned him to his mother, saying, "Here you are, your child is living." And the woman said to Elijah, "Now by this I know that you're a man of God, and that the word of the Lord which you preach is the truth."